The first time many Lebanese learned of the existence of Fatah al-Islam was in February, when a twin bus bombing outside Beirut killed 3 people and injured 20 others. The group was linked to the attack. Then last month, they surfaced again when some of their members were charged with a dramatic bank robbery in the northern port city of Tripoli. An ambush of Lebanese army positions in Tripoli on May 20th killed more than 30 soldiers and triggered the current fighting. The army has launched a military campaign to force the militants holed up inside the Nahr al-Bared Palestinian refugee camp to surrender. But Fatah al-Islam says it will fight to the death. Paul Salem, director of the Carnegie Endowment's Middle East Center in Beirut, says the group's several hundred fighters came to the Nahr al-Bared camp near the northern city of Tripoli over the past year.
It's not clear exactly who is behind them, and I think that's part of the point. Some of these groups are being set up precisely to do things without those things being traceable to anybody.
But American University of Beirut political science professor Ahmed Mousali says they are Al-Qaeda linked.
I think definitely some of them were trained in Afghanistan with Al-Qaeda. Some of them fought in Iraq. Abu Mus'ab al-Zarqawi, the famous or infamous leader of the Qaeda in Iraq, was affiliated with this group, and he, in fact, the one who pushed this group to organize itself in Lebanon.
Many theories exist in Lebanon about who is behind Fatah al-Islam. One is that the future movement of Saad Hariri, a pro-Western Sunni leader, wanted a Sunni militia to defend against the growing influence of the Shiite Hezbollah movement following last summer's war between Hezbollah and Israel. Professor Mousali agrees with this theory.
Because of last year's war, they were encouraged to create a militia. They were given arms, support, finance, and so forth. So they turned out from being maybe 19, 20 people originally to becoming around 1,000 persons. About 6 months. The government wants to try to distance itself from this phenomenon.
But the Carnegie Endowment's Paul Salem strongly disagrees.
I think that's way off. I don't think that is the case, particularly in Lebanon. It's not the case. In Lebanon, the Hariri government is supporting and has been in a very strong way the Sunni mainstream and has moderated the Sunni community tremendously.
Professor Mousali believes the group is well-financed, with money coming from several sources.
Partly from Al-Qaeda, partly from Lebanese, partly from Gulf states, partly from religious individuals. I don't think they have a problem with getting money, obviously.
So what is Fatah al-Islam trying to accomplish? The experts say chaos and civil war. Carnegie's Paul Salem.
I think their goal is to hamstring the Lebanese army, to destabilize the country, to put pressure on the country and through the country the international community.
American University of Beirut political science professor Ahmed Mousali agrees.
They are working to create confusion, to create problems, to open up venues for civil war in Lebanon.
Meanwhile, as the standoff with Fatah al-Islam drags into a third week, a second group, Jund al-Sham, have clashed with the Lebanese army outside the largest Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon. The clashes at the southern Ain al-Helwi camp have sparked fears that fighting could spread to some or all of Lebanon's 12 Palestinian refugee camps. Professor Mousali says he is not surprised that the violence has spread.
This was expected, actually, because Fatah al-Islam is a splinter group that started with Jund al-Sham. So they are not removed or far away from them ideologically, organizationally, and so forth. Some of the leadership of Fatah al-Islam came from Jund al-Sham in Ain al-Helwi camp.
Professor Mousali says regional problems such as the Arab-Israeli conflict and the Iraq war, in addition to internal Lebanese troubles, have allowed such militant groups to take root and flourish in Lebanon. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Beirut.